Thunder crashes outside as I pile my heavy curls atop my head. The storm has been brewing all day, the wind whipping into a frenzy, creating havoc around our tiny coastal home. I smile at my reflection as lightning flashes, illuminating the candlelit room in hot whites and blues. My body heats as the static electricity ripples over my nakedness. Storms have always been a source of arousal for me. The idea of all the energy contained in the atmosphere releasing itself over the earth in a deluge is tantalizing. I wait patiently, counting the seconds before the inevitable sonic shock of thunder. 1, 2, 3. I count aloud, watching as my breath fogs the mirror. The anticipation making my body buzz with excitement as I run my hands over my hips and around my thighs, searching for a release. The thunderclap that follows is quickly eclipsed by the sound of movement from a nearby room. My smile fades with dissatisfaction as I pivot on my toes to face the bathroom door, padding with bare feet towards the sound. Stopping for a moment, I consider marching down the hall as I am, naked, to tease him, leaving him wanting. But I think better of it, grabbing the nearest article of clothing from the bed and draping it over myself. I won't be able to stop myself if there's nothing between his heat and mine. Moments later, I lean on the doorframe that leads into the empty room he uses as a practice space, watching him pluck absentmindedly at the strings of his Fender acoustic as he rolls the end of a pen across his lips. Warmth rushes up my spine and I feel my pussy tingle thinking of all the things those lips have done to me. I envy the leather guitar strap that clings to his tattooed shoulders, marking him like feral claw marks. He's always been beautiful, his body carved out of warm marble, hands rough and calloused from years of playing guitar and drums, his lips plump and juicy as raspberries. And most of all, his eyes a mood ring to his soul, ever changing from deep green to sultry brown. It had been love at first sight for me as I watched him play acoustic versions of emo songs outside a bar 7 years ago. It'd taken him a little longer to fall in love, but we were finally in sync with our affections for one another. Or at least, I thought so before the fight. I clear my throat softly as I watch him position himself to play. His bright eyes dart to me over tortoiseshell glasses. I'm for bed. The words flow out of me in a whisper as the sight of him dries my mouth. He licks his lips slowly as he shifts the guitar away from his shirtless body, revealing a healthy crop of dark chest hair. My thighs clench together involuntarily as a wave of electricity prickles at my hips. His voice comes as a sultry whisper, hitting the sensitive parts of my body like a wave.
Are you still cross with me?
He whispers back, locking me in a tractor beam gaze that turns my knees to jelly. The answer is a resounding no. I hadn't been mad at him for hours, but I would not let him win so easily. You haven't apologized. I tease, shifting my weight to one leg, accentuating the curve of my hip. If he could look delicious just sitting there, I could do my best to distract him. He raises one eyebrow as he scans my body, standing to stalk towards me like a panther, eyes dark, intentions clear. My body burns as he gets closer, heart thumping erratically as he towers over me, biting his lip as he stares at mine. He's hungry, and I want him to devour me, blissfully, as I try to rival the thunder with my screams. I stand my ground, pressing my nails into my palms just to keep from reaching for his cock. That's mine, you know. He purrs, pausing as we lock eyes before running two fingers under the collar of the silk shirt I have draped around me. The curves of my breasts and hips stretch and bunch the fabric of his white dress shirt taut across my body. He unfastens the singular button hooked at my bust, his gaze raking across my bare breasts as he steps closer. I can feel the heat of his fingers against my damp skin. Fuck, I want him. I want those fingers to grip and claw at my skin, leaving marks that still ache in the morning. I close my eyes, willing him to read the nasty thoughts littering my mind. Are you going to apologize for what you said? I whisper, leaning into him as he runs his fingers over my hip.
For what, darling?
My body stiffens with anger as the words sting. He can't be serious. I glare up at him, pushing his hand away.
Good night.
It takes all my resolve to stalk away from him, but I have a point to prove, and by God, I will not relent no matter how much it hurts me. My eyes flutter in time to the sudden flash of lightning outside the window. Through the haze of sleep, I can just make out the 2 a.m. illuminating from the digital clock next to me. I run my hands over the sheet and whimper softly as the chill from his side of the bed touches my fingers. My body trembles without his heat curled beside me. The fight had been silly. A misunderstanding, a misplaced word that changed the meaning of a phrase, a smirk that should have been a smile. I'd forgotten it before I had time to storm out of the room. Was he still cross? Was my performance of vanity tonight too convincing? I coil my body around itself as light as I can, aroused by the caress of the silk sheets as they slide over my naked body. The storm rages outside, batting branches into the panes of the windows like eerie spectators trying to get in. A clap of thunder echoes in the quiet room, followed without a pause by the flash of lightning. The lightning static shock courses through me, prickling my skin as I rub my thighs together, searching for friction to relieve the ache. Another clap of thunder is followed by lightning. The storm's power is right on top of us now, and every nerve in my body is on edge. My mind fills with the image of him looming over me, hands toying with the space between my breasts as he unhooked the button of my borrowed shirt. I need him in this bed with me. Need his weight splayed over me, the warmth of his skin heating mine. I squeeze my eyes tight, willing my body to calm, but the rattle of the windows excites my blood and I hear my breath grow ragged as my chest heaves, one hand sliding over my slick cunt. My head is filled with images of his chest, his tattooed arms, his smooth lips, his hard cock. The last image sends a ripple of pleasure down my spine and over my hips. Need pulses in my belly as I rub slow circles around my clit, reveling in the steady rhythm of my pulse. Thunder rolls and lightning strikes, mimicking the sensation created by my fingers. I arch my back into the thick atmosphere, looping my finger around my solid clit. The sensation sends me closer to the edge than I want to be, but the thought of stopping the languid movement makes me instantly angry. So I continue moving my fingers up and down my sticky pool of arousal. Another thunderclap, my moan follows the sound as I pant softly, waiting for lightning to strike. 3 seconds pass before I see the flash and feel the sting of static course from the sky through my fingers buried deep in my pussy. I tremble, wishing for him as my legs open wider so I can feel myself deeper. The full-bodied groan that follows my moan startles me, and I sit bolt upright, peering into the lightless room.
Don't stop, baby.
His words are a command and a plea that sends a wave of pleasure through my body. For a moment that could be an eternity, I feel his eyes on me, raking down the silhouette of my body before he leans back in the velvet armchair at the end of our bed. He taunts me as he adjusts his cock with one hand while tracing the curve of his chest with the other. I'm frozen in this moment, needing to touch him, needing him to lick the wetness between my legs, to wrap his lips and tongue around my sensitive core. The steady pump of his hand quickens as his breath syncs perfectly with the howl of the wind outside. I watch in stunned silence as his cock hardens at his touch.
I said, don't stop,
he growls, gripping the chair. Even in the darkness, I see his knuckles whiten with the force of his grip. I need you here, I moan sweetly, arching my hips, inviting him to me.
I said...
His voice is strained now. I know he's close.
Fuck yourself for me, baby. I want to see you come on those fingers.
His breathing turns ragged as he stops stroking his cock, straightening in the chair.
Do as I say, and I will think about giving you what you want.
The sternness in his voice burns my skin as I finger myself, slowly waiting for his approval. A sudden roll of thunder rattles the windows, our moans reverberate off one another as I caress my clit faster. I'm close. I watch his blackened silhouette creep slowly towards the bed.
Faster, love.
His voice, a growl in the dark. I obey. Working myself faster and harder, muffling my moans on my shoulder as I turn to look at him standing stiff next to me. Please, I beg, watching his cock twitch close enough for me to touch. I shudder as he leans over me, pulling the covers away slowly.
I want to watch you, love. I want to see the lightning course across your skin.
He leans close to whisper in my ear.
I want you to make a fucking mess.
The heat of his breath, the feel of his stubble, the soft command in his voice is all too much. One last stroke and I am undone, coming around my fingers in a crescendo of pleasure. As I ride the stars of my orgasm, I feel his hand grab my fingers, licking them hard, before his tongue descends to my lower lips, sucking hard and fast. My orgasm doesn't end. His tongue and lips work me up again as another flash of lightning illuminates the room. I see him finally, his naked shoulders undulating as I feel his tongue dip deep into me. The thunder outside rolls further away as my orgasm peaks again.
Yes, baby, come all over me. Let the gods see what a real goddess looks like.
I come undone again, gripping his arms as he digs his nails into my thighs, drinking every drop I have. Lightning flashes as he kneels in front of me, abs flexing with every panting breath. He is gorgeous in the dim light.
That's my girl,
he whispers, lowering himself to lie on my chest. The only sound I hear is his breath and my heartbeat moving in time with each other. The storm has stopped. I listen to the soft droplets of water on the glass outside, the smell of petrichor forcing its way into the room. I run my fingers through his hair as thunder crashes outside one last time.